Francis Picabia's unconventional portrait of a machine with no name is a wonderful example of his so-called machine style. It announces the sort of pervasive mechanomorphic imagery that pervades Dada art.
Curator Anne Umland.
It's such a strange structure. They're fluted elements of pistons, I suppose, on either side, but that at the same time evoke classical columns. You see small wheel at the center and these diagonal struts that support the larger central structure, all poised in a way that suggests impending movement. But then if you try to go further and think how would they actually work together, you realize that there is no coherent mechanism. It is a completely dysfunctional machine.
When Picabia arrived in New York from France in 1913, he was impressed by American technology.
Almost immediately upon coming to America, it flashed on me that the genius of the modern world is in machinery, and that through machinery, art ought to find a most vivid expression.
However, his enthusiasm soon gave way to ambivalence.
I think throughout Dada, and in Picabia in particular, there is a pronounced skepticism of the machine. It's not a glorification of it. It is a questioning of it. And I think this skepticism can best be thought of within, of course, the context of World War I and the particular devastation wrought by machines.